Aircheckdownloads.com.
There's the BBC headlines. Our next news at 7 o'clock.
Thanks, Moira, and welcome everyone to Your World once again on this, the first day of a brand new month, Monday the 1st of Feb. But from now on, a world that is Wogan-less. Following the sad and for many of us totally unexpected news that Sir Terry passed away in the early hours of yesterday morning, surrounded by those nearest and dearest to his heart. And what a heart and what a man, a giant of entertainment broadcasting, truly. There have been and will be few like him. One of the all-time greats, right up there with the big guns, BBC Hall of Famers. He was Radio's Eric Morecambe, Ronnie Barker. He was our Captain Mannering, our Basil Fawlty. But he made us laugh every day for 2 hours and for over 30 years. All unscripted, all ad-lib, always supremely assured, unwaveringly confident. And you know why? Because he never took any of this seriously, least of all himself. He was the butt of most of his jokes. Laugh and the world laughs with you, sure. But Terry knew that if you go on better and laugh at yourself, then you're really onto something. And actually, the world won't be Wogan-less for a little bit longer, because today, the Radio 2 Breakfast Show, the show Terry put on the map and making it a dream job for us to follow in his footsteps, will be Wogan-heavy. And I, for one, can't wait.
Radio 2. Good morning, Joe.
Simply Red, Fairground on BBC Radio 2, 6:37. February the 1st, Monday morning. We're here till 9:30, along with Sir Terry. Look at these front pages, they are unbelievable. The Daily Mail. Front page. The Times. Front page. The Independent. All of the newspapers today on the front pages and for pages and pages inside, paying huge tribute to Sir Terry Wogan. Thank you, Terry, for making us feel the world was a cheerier place. Farewell, Sir Terry, a true national treasure. Radio silence. The broadcaster, Sir Terry Wogan, whose velvety brogue and gentle wit won him generations of fans. How true that is, died yesterday. Wogan's secret battle and wife who nursed him to the end on the front page of the Mail there. There he is with Lady Helen, gorgeous Lady Helen, the front page of the Sun and the Mirror. They share the same headline and they are saying thank you for being our friend, which is of course a reflection of exactly what Sir Terry said as he signed up for his final breakfast show in 2009. He said to the listeners, to you guys, to all of us, thank you for being my friend. Look at this on the front page of the Telegraph. Huge picture of Sir Terry. I mean, and a gorgeous picture of Sir Terry. In a sky blue shirt, eyes wide open, quizzical look on his face. If the Queen, who was among his devoted listeners, is the nation's centre of gravity, then Terry Wogan was its centre of levity. What do you think of that, Tel? The best laugh in the world, isn't he? Right, your thoughts for Sir Terry all morning this morning on the text 88291.
Hold on, we just have to hold on.
Hold the line.
Hold the line, Rod Stewart on BBC Radio 2. So this party in heaven just got a lot more appealing with Sir Terry up there to run the show, says Dee in Tunbridge. R.I.P. Sir Terry. Good morning, Chris. So very sad. The world has lost such a special man. All he did for charity in such a kind manner. We'll never forget the Janet and John tales. We'll have some later. Don't you worry about that. From Aid and Joe. Chris, tears of joy for the man he was. Tears of sadness. He is gone. Goodbye, my friend. And thank you for being there. From Jane. Lots of these coming in. Keep them coming all morning. If you look inside the Sun today, there are 8 pages on Sir Terry. Terry's all gold, reflecting on some of his moments on TV and on the radio. Nicolas Cage going wild on one of his shows. Jenna Lumley's TV strip show for children indeed. Terry biting, chomping on his fist as Joanna strips off. Quite a wise chomping on his fist. That could be for several reasons, don't you think? Floral Dance, Top of the Pops, number one. Will we ever forgive him for that? That's the big question. Iron Lady's Power Show, after a 1990 interview with PM Margaret Thatcher, he saw the Iron Lady's true power. She had been seen hubby Dennis in hospitality knocking back G&T's. Terry told how she barked across the room. That's your second, Dennis. We must be off now. And then huge tributes all about Children Need. Esther Anson talking about when she worked with him. She presented the first ever Children Need with Sir Terry. This is just lovely stuff to read and so many fantastic photographs. All in the papers today. Sir Terry of Taplow.
On BBC Digital Radio 6 Music.
Download it now on the BBC iPlayer radio app. 6 Music.
To be honest, I really like the floral dance. Is it just me?
Big screen belt type now chosen by Paula Jones from Kingston in Surrey. Paula says this song soundtrack, a classic moment from the much-missed comedy hero Robin Williams. It plays out when his character boogies around the house in a cardigan and stockings with vacuum cleaner in hand. You can't help but laugh at his enthusiastic hip action. Never noticed that myself. Paula's big screen belter from the film Mrs. Doubtfire is... Aerosmith with Dude Looks Like a Lady. Lynn's next. Aerosmith, Dude Looks Like a Lady. So choose your big screen belters as always. BBC.co.uk/radio2, our pages. And the big screen belters. Well, here's Lynn. Morning, Lynn.
Morning, Chris.
So he's one of your best pals on the radio, wasn't
yes,
he?
Yes, he was. Yes. And yeah, I'm going to go already. You do it to me. You make me do this.
I'm sorry. That's what it's what's called for this morning.
I was all right yesterday. Now you're looking at me.
Well, stand by, because this is nothing for what compared to what's coming up later. So do you remember your first ever shift with Sir Terry?
I think I was too drunk to remember it. Now, let's see.
And you've been that way
yeah,
ever since.
Yeah, I've been that way. You know what? Someone asked me that yesterday, and I had to say, no, not really, because he was so kind and so charming. It was as though I had been working with him for years. Mm. And it didn't feel like anything special. I was just like the girl who was going to do the travel. And he was so lovely to me, so kind, so generous. If you know, kindness is one of those things that is much underrated, but it's very, very rare. And he had it. And if you find someone with kindness, hang on to them.
Yep. Terry made our morning so much brighter. He made our very own Wheelstone Bollards famous. Remember those? The Wheelstone Bollards?
Who knows?
With love from Ludacris and Anorak.
Ludacris.
Yes, yeah. Okay. Was brought up on Wake Up to Wogan. You have me in tears already and I'm at work. Not a good look, says Jill from Warrington. Well, Jill, you better get used to it because we're here till 9:30 and we're going all the way with this tribute to Sir Terry. Oh, Christoph, thank you so much for giving us this last Wake Up to Wogan show. Our missus laughs so much, says Nikki and Sterling. Well, you don't have to, because we have it here. That's the magic of radio. Because when he went, he really went.
I think that's the one with Boggy Marsh, isn't it?
I think you're right.
And it was talking about... I set them off because he had... Boggy had to read something out that I'd written for him about a place in Scotland called Bigger.
Right.
And that he went. He got down. Or it might have been a Janet and John story alternative.
But when Terry went, you couldn't get him back.
No.
That was it, really?
We just had to wait for it naturally. It's like a weather event. You just have to wait for it to finish.
Lovely stuff, Lynn.
Sterling, A821, Duke's Pass, closed in both directions. There's snow.
Aircheckdownloads.com.